This is AuthorPod, another podcast lecture from the University of Stellenbosch, South Africa. My name is Ian Robertson. I'm orthopedic surgeon at Tygerberg Hospital. Today I'd like to deal with avascular necrosis. What is avascular necrosis? It's basically an area of cell death within a bone. It's common in the hip, shoulder, knee and many other major joints, but can also involve smaller bones such as the carpal lunate, where it is known as Kienbocks disease. We will speak today mainly about avascular necrosis, the major weight-bearing bones such as the hip. This disease affects the metaphyseal region in adults, and when it affects the femoral head, it can have a profound effect on the patient's life and ability to walk. The patient usually presents as a painful joint with gradual onset of this pain, usually not related to a specific incident, and the joint gradually becomes painful, and the condition usually has been present for some time before it becomes clinically evident. In non-weight-bearing joints, for example the shoulder, avascular necrosis may be present but never become symptomatic. Let's discuss the x-ray features of avascular necrosis. How do you recognize this patient's condition on x-ray? In the hip, the first sign to present is a so-called crescent sign. It is a moon-shaped subchondral defect in the hip, and later, as the disease progresses, flattening of the femoral head will be seen. At all times, the joint space is maintained. Not a disease of the cartilage. The cartilage is normal, the joint space is maintained, and thus can be easily, in the early stages, differentiated from other illnesses such as osteoarthritis or a rheumatoid disease. The joint affected is always on one side only in the early stages, except later when the vascular necrosis, secondary osteoarthritis supervenes. And the underlying bone eventually becomes mixed areas of sclerosis and lysis. What are the causes of avascular necrosis? In South Africa, the most common cause is alcohol. Often the old so-called DOP system in the farms is blamed, where the labourers were paid partially in alcohol, and this has resulted in a major epidemic of avascular necrosis in the Western Cape. Other causes of drugs, such as steroids, patients on high doses of steroids, and sometimes even lower doses, the dosage can be quite idiosyncratic. Usually they've been on steroids for some time. The steroids are given for such reasons as renal transplant and maybe even treatment of a rheumatoid type sickness. Another cause could be trauma. Hospitalization for a history of a hip dislocation or a femur neck fracture. The dislocation, the rate post dislocation of the hip posterior dislocation is about 5% posterior dislocation. In trauma, the two bones at risk for avascular necrosis are the hip and the talus. Other bones as well, but these ones have the biggest problems. Talus has a problem because it is basically all articular surface except in the neck area, and the blood supply comes in here. Thus, a fracture of the neck or dislocation, which reduces the blood supply, will cause avascular talus. In the hip, with femoral neck fractures, intercapsular fractures, a third will do well and unite if fixed. A third will not unite to the fixation, and a third will undergo late segmental collapse, which is basically due to avascular necrosis, despite the fracture having united. This is the reason why intercapsular hip fractures, which are often in the elderly, are often fixed, often treated by means of total hip replacement or Moore's prosthesis. In the talus, talar neck fractures have a very high incidence of avascular necrosis. And this can be made worse if there's a fracture dislocation of the subtalar joint. If there's a fracture or fracture dislocation, the best chance the talus has for revascularization is to do accurate anatomical reduction with fixation with grooves. Despite this, a fracture dislocation or serious talus fracture will have up to 95% of avascular necrosis figures. Divers get avascular necrosis from barotrauma. They get the bends, nitrogen narcosis, and bubble formation in the vascular system, and this, with chronic dives, can result in avascular necrosis of one or more femoral heads and other areas as well. Blood sicknesses can also cause avascular necrosis, such as sickle cell disease. Not very common in South Africa, but there are a few cases. They usually come from West Africa, and other illnesses which might cause avascular necrosis are glycogen storage disease, such as Gaucher's disease, also not very common in South Africa. How do you investigate these cases? Basically, special investigations, so far as bloods go, are taken for exclusion. The full blood count, ESR, and rheumatoid tests are all negative. Bone scanning may be valuable in the early cases, and there's increased uptake on this technetium scan on the affected hip. Magnetic resonance is useful, a more expensive investigation, and it can show very early cases, far before they become symptomatic. A CAT scan may be useful in delineating the area of affected for surgical planning, but not very good for early detection. How are these cases treated? First of all, begin conservatively. Basically, it's the treatment of giving the patient non-steroidal drugs, anti-inflammatory drugs. The dilemma is the patient's usually young and too young for hip replacement surgery. They usually present with alcohol related in about of age 30 plus. This is far too young to consider total hip replacement. The one way of treatment is decompression. If an early case presents, a core biopsy in the femoral neck can be done with decompression. Sometimes a bone graft is added to this, but this really only helps if the case is detected early. And these early cases, as I've said, are asymptomatic. The only way you can detect an early case is if he presents with one hip which has avascular necrosis. Exclude avascular necrosis in the second hip. If it's an early stage on magnetic resonance or technetium scan, a core decompression can be tried. Other condition which works, which is an osteotomy. Osteotomy of the femoral neck, the avascular area is swung out of the weight-bearing area. It usually entails a flexion osteotomy or a rotation, so-called Sugiyoko osteotomy. To qualify for an osteotomy, the disease again has to be early and not affect too much of the femoral head. They say the wedge angle on the AP added to the wedge angle on the lateral should be less than 200 degrees. In practice, very few of the patients present with such a small wedge, and osteotomy is rarely done. Total hip replacement is the only reliable form of treatment. The problem with total hip replacement, though it works, the patients are a bit on the young side, usually. They're too young, they're usually in their 30s, and also somewhat a poor candidate for total hip replacement because they're alcoholic patients, unreliable, and may fall and injure the hip. For this reason, most patients are treated conservatively until they have severe enough pain to warrant doing a total hip replacement. Resurfacing procedures on the hip can be done in an early stage of avascular necrosis. That's also a technique which you don't do in a younger patient. Just the femoral side is replaced by a resurfacing procedure of metal. The femoral neck maintained, but this cannot be done in advance of avascular necrosis. So in conclusion, treat the patient conservatively, make the diagnosis, and exclude the condition in the other hip. Remember that arthrodesis is not an option in most causes of avascular necrosis. The reason is because the contralateral hip, if the cause is not traumatic like a posterior hip dislocation, is likely to develop disease. some stage. And remember, contralateral, bilateral disease is a contraindication to do orthodesis of the hip. So manage the patient conservatively as long as possible, and later he may need a total hip replacement. In selected cases where the wedge is small enough, wedge of avascular necrosis is small enough, a osteotomy may be done. Always when a patient presents with avascular necrosis, consider the other hip, especially if the cause is unknown. That it's alcohol, do a technetium scan or a magnetic resonance to exclude early disease in the other hip. If the patient diagnosed in an early stage of avascular necrosis, the further advance can be aborted by doing a decompression procedure, which includes drilling into the femoral head and decompressing it with or without a bone. This has been Orthopod. I'm Ian Robertson.